This is the Sunday worship service of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found. For this, the 11th day of August, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2013, as reckoned by our calendar. Hear now the word of the Lord, as recorded in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our opening selection is titled Holy, 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 found as selection number 1 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal, published by Convention Press, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The song is titled Holy, Holy, Holy. The lyrics are now offered. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who wert and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. Holy, holy, holy. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 100. Psalm 100, the reading begins at verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Our next selection is titled Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, found at selection number 165 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 165, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. The lyrics are now offered. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 124. The reading begins at verse 1. Psalm 124, beginning reading at verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8. Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, thank you for what thou hast done for us. Thank you for being our God and allowing us to be your children, your people. Thank you for your providential care. Thank you for your salvation, for rescuing us. We bless your name. We praise your name and shout hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Our next selection is titled, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, found at selection number 202 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist hymnal. The song is titled, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. The lyrics are now offered. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. Amen. Guide me, O thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Isaiah, chapter 40, the final four verses of Isaiah, chapter 40. Beginning reading at verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning reading at verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might. He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. We're blessed to have with us today, visiting from afar, two wonderful saints of the Lord, and they have agreed to bless us with a musical selection, a cappella. It is a great blessing for me to welcome and to introduce to you Reverend Dr. Jennifer Combs and Brother Brian Page. They have agreed to bless us with the wonderful song of the church titled Blessed Assurance. We'll give them just a moment to get ready. Then the voices you will hear singing the music of the Lord will be Reverend Dr. Jennifer Combs and Brother Brian Page.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was Reverend Dr. Jennifer Combs and Brother Brian Page singing Blessed Assurance. We thank the Lord for their wonderful and blessed presence with us today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for blessing us. Thank you so much for blessing us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Psalm 27. The reading begins at verse 1. Psalm 27, beginning reading at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 14. Our next selection is titled, Be Still, My Soul. Be Still, My Soul. Found a selection number 221 in the 1977 Triad Publications edition of the New National Baptist Hymnal, published by National Baptist Publishing Board, Nashville, Tennessee. The song is titled, Be Still, My Soul. Be Still, My Soul. Selection 221. Be Still, My Soul. The lyrics are now offered. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain, leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul. Thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul. The hour is hasting on when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored, be still, my soul. When change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is time for our offering. Our offertory scripture is found as Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. The reading begins at verse 1. Malachi chapter 3. The reading begins at verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those who oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Our offertory selection is titled Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus. Found as selection number 389 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist hymnal. The song is titled Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus. Selection number 389. The lyrics are now offered. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus. The trumpet call obey, forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye who are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Hear now the word of the Lord, as recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The reading begins at verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Our altar call selection is titled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. That's our altar call prayer selection. Our altar call prayer selection is titled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Found at selection number 403 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 403, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Selection 403, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The lyrics are now offered. What a friend we have in Jesus. all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Or be weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Thank you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is wonderful, greatly to be praised. His leading and guiding of us is beyond words. His people who pray for us, who labor in prayer for us, mean so much. I thank the Lord for each of you, and I pray that wherever you are, that you will know that the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. God is love. God is love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we prepare now for our worship message for today, we will offer as our sermonic hymn a song that is very important to me. I first heard it on a military post, went to a military chapel one day, as I was wont to do on Sundays, and sitting in the pews, a young soldier got up and sang the words to this song. And the Lord used those words to bless my heart immeasurably. Great hymn of the church, titled All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, found at selection number 40 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection number 40, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Selection number 40, the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall, hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Amen. feel the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Our sermonic scripture for our worship today is found as Psalm number 20. This is our sermonic scripture. Psalm number 20. Psalm number 20. The reading begins at verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Psalm 20, verses 1 through 9. Psalm 20, verses 1 through 9. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to commune in thy word. Oh, Holy Spirit, teach us, reach us, comfort us, strengthen us, empower us. Help us. Make us truly useful in the Lord's service, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Let's use that as our topic for today. Help from the sanctuary. Help from the sanctuary. This is one of what is called a royal psalm, believed used on behalf of the king when impending conflict with the enemy, battle or war was on the horizon, getting the king ready to go forth into danger, but assuring the king that there was with him and with his that which the others did not have. They had horses. They had chariots. But he had the name of the Lord his God. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. I've seen God send me help from the sanctuary. I've been in situations that I didn't know how I could get out of, but the Holy Spirit let me know that the saints were praying for me. Help from the sanctuary. Let God's people know what it is. Let the prayers know what it is. When you have an issue, call your sister and say, pray for me, if she has a prayer ministry. Call your mother and say, pray for me. My mother prayed for me so many times. My daddy prayed for me so many times. My sisters and brothers prayed for me. One of the most important things we can do is let the saints know what we are going through, such as the Lord wants us to share. We should not share what he doesn't want shared, but what he wants shared, we should make sure that we share that with the saints. They will entreat the Lord on our behalf, and he will send help, not only from the earthly sanctuary, but he will send help from the very sanctuary in heaven. Yes, we pray to him, but he has beautiful servants who are in constant contact with him. He hears our prayers, yes, but he hears theirs too. And there are numerous reports of people who were in dire circumstances, and the Holy Spirit touched the heart of a saint or a group of saints and said, pray for so-and-so. In that very hour, they were delivered. The reality of help from the sanctuary, the reality of help from the sanctuary. The reality that, Lord, I know that had it not been for people praying for me, I know had it not been for the saints lifting me up, it would not have ended as well as it has. Help from the sanctuary. Expect help from the sanctuary. Request help from the sanctuary. Pray for me. Apostle Paul, believes in 1 Thessalonians, I believe it's chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, believe the Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25, the Apostle Paul says, brethren, pray for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. A whole verse based upon a prayer request. The Holy Spirit saw fit to put it all by itself. Just four words. Brethren, pray for us. Brethren, pray for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Lord. Grant thee according to thine own heart. Look at this. The prayer is, the Lord grant thee according to thine own heart. If the Lord had granted thee according to thine own heart, what would you have? Where would you be? If the Lord, and maybe he has. What will that look like in your life? When the Lord grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all that counsel, what will that look like? We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. So now we come to the underlying theme. It is all done in his name, in that name which is above every name. That's what it means to be Christian. His name is even in our designation, Christian. Christian. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. That name that we're told in Romans chapter 10. That brings salvation. Romans chapter 10, verses 11, 12, 13. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It hasn't changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament. It's the name of the Lord. It's the name of the Lord. Help from the sanctuary. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven. That's the sanctuary in heaven. With the saving strength of his right hand. Hallelujah. I've seen him save me. You've seen him save us, Brian. When our car, a deer came out, and I turned that way, and the car started going over, and I turned the other way, and the car started going over, and I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I saw him save me when I was coming back from a trip, very tired, on a mercy trip, and I woke up in the grass between the medians, going full speed. And the first thing I said was, Lord Jesus. Because I knew that was a scenario for destruction. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him. He will hear him from his holy heaven. With the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, in planes, in cars, in armored vehicles. And some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Contemporarily, there are many now who are quote unquote scientific, who quite frankly want to get away from any reference to Almighty God. A man approached me within the last 6 weeks, and he was distraught. He said, I was listening to some person, he said, on TV, apparently it's some great person, or supposed to be some great person, and that person was saying that they are planning that within 50 years there will be no reference to God at all in this nation. These are in the plans of many. I was listening to another person who had been a preacher, and he said he lost his faith. And when it became known, people from around the world who are atheists offered him refuge, offered him a free home, a free place to stay. They are organized. They are a community of non-believers, a community of unbelievers, a community of atheists, agnostics. But in Psalm 20, verse 7, it says, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And verse 28 says, they are brought down and fallen. History proves this. This can be proven by history. Verse 8, Psalm 20, verse 8, it can be proven by a study of history, that those who forgot the Lord were brought down and they are fallen. But we are risen and stand upright. It can be proved by Israel sitting right at the edge of the Mediterranean, a small country, a little country, and all the nations around it the nations that dwell between two rivers in Mesopotamia, between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. The nations that dwell there, many of them are adversarial to Israel. But this is the testimony of Israel. And they still exist. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. This is not myth, fairy tale. History bears it out. If you ever look at a map of the Holy Land, and you see just how small Israel is. You see the Tigris River and the Euphrates River empty into the Shatel, I believe, El Arab, into the Persian Gulf, rivers, and all these civilizations. We're right here at the edge of the Mediterranean. This little country, almost too small to be seen on the map, but because they trust in the name of the Lord. And this is their testimony. Israel wrote this. Israel wrote this. And God is not racist because Abraham dwelt between two rivers. He was what we would call an Arab. Left Ur of the Chaldees. Came through Haran, came on down to Canaan, took the northern route, the high route, and came on down. And God gave him promises. And God fulfilled every promise. God is not racist. All he wants you to do is obey him. He said, I know Abraham. He will obey me, and he will command his household after me. Was no such thing as a Jew. Everybody was Gentile. The Bible says that until God called out this little man, and the man did what God said do. And now there are only two kinds of people on planet Earth, the Jews and the Gentiles, the saved and the unsaved, we could also say, for those who trust in Jesus. If you are not a Jew, you are a Gentile. Then the Gentiles who accept Jesus Christ become children of God, but also part of the family of Abram, who came up out of Ur of the Chaldees and believed God. And because of that, we are assured. Because of what the history says, we are sure that that God is God. Let's end with Psalm 48. Psalm 48, the expression of the descendants of Abraham. Psalm 48, beginning reading at verse 1. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever, Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalm 48, verses 1 through 14. Help from the sanctuary. There is help available from the sanctuary on earth as the saints pray. And there is help available from the holy sanctuary in heaven. As our prayers go up, help from the sanctuary. Let us stand. Dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, thank you that there's help from the sanctuary. For planet Earth is not as simple as some would make us believe or have us believe. It is complex and fraught with disappointments and problems and with many, many mountainous obstacles. But Father, we thank you for help from the sanctuary. We thank you that to this day, thou hast given us help from the sanctuary, and we believe and we know that you will still help us. For thou art our helper. Thou art our heaven stone, our Ebenezer. You are the heaven stone. You are the Ebenezer. Hallelujah. You are my Ebenezer. You are my heaven stone. You are our Ebenezer. Send us help from the sanctuary. We thank thee for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Our hymn of invitation is titled, Just As I Am. There may be those of you out there, wherever you are, in whatever country, and you're wondering about this Christian religion. Simply, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Those of you who listen to this worship service and you are beginning to wonder, how can I become a part of what sounds to be a wonderful group of people? If you can get your hands on a Bible, turn in the New Testament to Matthew chapter 11 and see what Jesus says as we prepare to offer our hymn of invitation. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Wonderful saint of God, Reverend Dr. Jennifer Combs, reminded me of this recently. She said, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Our hymn of invitation, Just As I Am, selection 187. Selection 187 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The lyrics are now offered. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot. To thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. O Lamb of God, I come just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without. O Lamb of God, I come just as I am, poor, wretched, blind. Sight, riches, healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee to find. O Lamb of God, I come just as I am. Thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come just as I am. Thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone. O Lamb of God, I come. just as I am. If you have made a decision for the Lord, be sure to begin reading your Bible. Wherever you are, the Lord is able. He knows where you are. If there's not a Christian church near you, the Lord will still send you help. He will send you help from his sanctuary in heaven. And I believe he will eventually help you identify a church on earth that you can fellowship with. But in the meantime, read your Bible daily and pray daily. The church is within us. Jesus told his disciples, the kingdom of heaven is within you. So once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the church is within you. You are in the church, and the church is in you. You are in Jesus, and Jesus is in you. It is important, after having received the Lord, that you do contact a Christian minister and or ministry, if you can find one, and request and receive the ordinance of baptism. Baptism is important. The Lord will make it possible. It may not be right now, but the Lord will make it possible. Pray, read your Bible. Pray often, daily, more than one time a day. The Lord will lead you and guide you. He knows where you are. He knows who you are. He will send you help from the sanctuary. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.